From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Today marks the third day in a row Utah's health department has announced more than 300 new COVID-19 cases. Officials also announced 8 new deaths, the most in a single day since the start of the pandemic. 5 were over the age of 85, and 6 were in a long-term care facility. The others were hospitalized at the time of their death. So far, nearly 259,000 people have been tested. Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall issued her 11th emergency proclamation yesterday that will relax regulations allowing businesses to operate outside. They can use their own outdoor private property like off-street parking areas and yards to conduct business, with some zoning constraints. They can also apply for permits to use some city-owned property for business as well. Real Salt Lake season will continue after all, but in Orlando. Major League Soccer announced this week they will resume play in a tournament style starting July 8th. No fans will be allowed, and before arriving, all essential staff must be tested for the virus twice within 24 hours. They will then be tested again, as well as for antibodies upon arrival. Players and coaches will be tested every other day in Orlando for the first 2 weeks, as well as regular temperature checks. The tournament is scheduled to wrap up August 11th. Cities and counties across the country are declaring that racism is a public health crisis. This week, Denver joined the list. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
James Hodge is a law professor at Arizona State University. He says legally, calling it a crisis doesn't carry as much weight as calling it a public health emergency.
If Denver's mayor declares a public health emergency, assuming that he or she had the capacity to do so, or the state of Colorado did that, that makes a big difference as far as what government's prepared to do to respond.
But he says these proclamations are still important. As Denver City Council member Stacey Gilmore put it,
this doesn't change any of our policies, but words matter. It matters that we haven't had an acknowledgement of what is America's original sin. It's our greatest sin.
Milwaukee was the first U.S. city to declare racism a public health crisis. That was a year ago. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Amid calls from some political leaders for Utah Democrats to register as Republicans in order to vote in the party's primary this month, most voters joining the GOP appear to have been unaffiliated before. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
Since early April, the number of active voters in Utah registered as Republicans has grown by around 22,000. During that same time period, the number of unaffiliated active voters went down by about 19,000. The number of active voters registered as Democrats has remained relatively unchanged. Republican leaders have criticized those switching parties for the primary, arguing that it's disingenuous. But those who are changing their affiliation say, because the state is so staunchly Republican, the primary decides statewide races, and they should get a say in that. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Bureau of Land Management has proposed leasing 114,000 acres of public land around Utah to oil and gas developers in September. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports on an environmental analysis for the sale that came out this week.
The proposed sale includes land within 5 miles of Arches, Capitol Reef, and Canyonlands National Parks. Landon Newell is an attorney with the conservation group Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. He says the Bureau did not adequately study the potential effects on these parks.
In this environmental assessment, you'll notice that they don't have a section on view sheds.
Those are the areas visible from a certain point, like a popular outlook in a national park. Terry Fisk is with the Southeast Utah Group, which manages Arches and Canyonlands. He says some of the land proposed in the lease sale is visible from the national parks, but he doesn't plan to ask the BLM to defer that land from the sale.
We have very little ability or influence on what BLM puts in these lease sales because they're constrained by the laws and policies that apply to them.
The Bureau has included stipulations on the land closest to Canyonlands, which prohibits developers from occupying the surface area. Members of the public can comment on the proposed lease sale until July 9th. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.